Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I live in Nevada. And while we were watching football, which, by the way, was really frustrating. I wanted to watch the Chiefs game, the Bucks game, and the Dallas game. And I couldn't. And so what did we see? I think we saw the Cardinal game, which is fine. But honestly, what is happening this season? We don't have any access. And I know I need to buy more sports channels, but I'm already streaming Hulu and Netflix and Amazon Prime. But anyway, so we get word that the governor's going to speak at 4 p.m. on Sunday. So immediately, you know, everybody starts getting nervous. People are texting, going, oh, God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? You know, I'm going to have to set up conference calls with managers. And, what's, you know, everybody was all, you know, freaking out or whatever. And it was, it was stressful, you know, but it was basically a renewal of the pause that we have. We stopped using the terms lockdowns and shutdowns. Many states have, because that isn't very, it doesn't make a good soundbite and not very good for re-election. And so in Nevada, it's been called a pause. We're going to pause. Now, obviously, anybody who is adept in business and how to run a business pauses. You take one day off, it hurts. You can hopefully recoup the next day. You take a week off, that's rough. You know, you take a month off, it's devastating. You take 10 months off, it's very, very hard to bounce back. So the quote-unquote pause is being extended for another month till January 15th. And what that means is whatever current restrictions we have in Nevada still hold true. Now, there's a lot of people out there in California and Arizona and other states who want to come to Vegas to visit or get away from their lockdowns and their restrictions. And Las Vegas or Northern Nevada and, you know, our casinos and our entertainment industry, I mean, it's holding on by a thread. And, you know, we're here for people that want to get away. And unfortunately, our numbers are going up in terms of COVID hospitalizations and COVID deaths. How many of them are tourists? I don't know. But if, you know, if businesses are going to get spanked and get punished, and people's financial lives are going to get ruined, you know, it starts to put Vegas in a position where we might not want our tourists. And so I think the governor has to be very, very careful about how he approaches locals getting punished. Because one thing about Vegas is we love our tourists. Now, do you guys ever watch that show Below Deck on Bravo? It's a good show. I get frustrated by it, though, because I used to work in a restaurant. All right, when I go into a restaurant or I go into a casino, I want to think that everybody there is happy to see me, you know, and that they love that I'm there. And in Vegas, I tell people come in Vegas, you know, and if I even see them, and I'm like, you know, oh, where you guys from? Yay, all right, good, ooh, you know. And I mean, I love, you know, being from Vegas and being here for so many years, I want to welcome people, and I want them to know that we love you guys because you guys keep us fed. You keep the lights on. You guys, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. So the show with Below Deck, you know, these people rent a yacht for a few days or a week, and you see the crew talk crap about them. And the crew makes fun of them, and the crew talks crap about them. And I'm like, okay, that's got to really hurt the yachting industry, because if they think the crew is talking, you know, poop about them, then why are they spending that much money and tipping thousands of dollars? And so we don't want Vegas to be a city, or Northern Nevada, we don't want Nevada to be a state, where tourists coming in, changing the hospital dynamics and the COVID numbers, translate to us going broke and us getting our backs beaten even more when we want to welcome tourists. And so it's a very difficult position for those of us who live in Nevada, because we're getting punished for the numbers going up. And you know, and everybody says, well, it's because people aren't wearing masks. It's because people aren't social distancing. I mean, from what I see, people are wearing masks, okay? I mean, every restaurant I've been to, I've been wearing a mask. Every grocery store, people are wearing the mask. They're wearing the masks. Maybe that one guy that was jumping on an airplane wing wasn't, but for the most part, he's not why our COVID numbers are going up. So, we don't want what to happen over the next few months is, you know, Nevadans going, you know, grumbling because tourism screwed them up. And even though it wasn't the maybe it was the tourist's fault, but, you know, these choices, I don't know if you guys have ever gotten in trouble by your parents. And because you can't fight back at your parents, you yell at your sibling because it was your sibling, you feel it was your sibling's fault that your parents beat you, so then you treat your sibling like crap. You know, I mean, we've all done it as kids. It's a shame. So if somebody will yell because they can't yell at Sisolak, they'll show their anger towards the tourists, or they'll show their anger at fellow Nevadans. And that shouldn't happen when there's an oppression that you can't control. Well, there shouldn't hopefully be the oppression. So, you know, in Nevada, we need to be very, very careful, because we could very easily, as each month progresses, start having a negative attitude towards tourism when we don't want to. Because we need tourists. We love tourists. And the second we could welcome the back, the better. But if they're the reason why we're out of business, indirectly, that's a problem. Now, the eviction moratorium has been extended till March 2021. Understandably so, because if people don't have jobs, they can't pay the rent. But we are going to need to talk about what happens then. So landlords, and there's a lot of landlords, and the majority of Nevada are people owning some sort of real estate. If they're not making income, another 3 months of no income, what does that do? And then when the end of March comes and that eviction moratorium is up, do we have massive homelessness? Do we, I mean, how, if you haven't been paying rent since last March, do you have a year's worth of rent saved up to pay that landlord? Because your tab is running, and landlords have a right to run a tab. I mean, because they have to pay a bank. The bank is running the tab. So, you know, I don't disagree, you know, with everything, you know, that's been happening, but we really need to think through what we're doing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text money to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text money to 411-411.
Go to Vantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mary, did you know?
I love
your
that song.
1-877-DOC-DOLLY,
1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as the U.S. finally gets a rollout of the vaccines, many of you guys have lots of questions and we did set up a Facebook page, not for vaccine questions, but for those people that did get the vaccine, would like them to kind of post how easy it was or if they had any side effects, just so kind of we as the public could kind of see what's going on in case we don't really trust what we're going to get from headlines. At least we could see how, like I said, if it was a breeze or if somebody had a fever or if somebody, let's say, you know, was achy or had a migraine. And so, you know, it'll hopefully allow us to kind of deduce what we think could be going on, as well as alert public health officials if I start to see a trend. It's called COVID Vaccine Experience, Good, Bad, and Neutral. Or go to my website or my Facebook page, and it'll talk about the forum and kind of steer you guys how to get there. Also, COVID Vaccine X1 on Twitter. So we hear how it's going, obviously. So, all right, one question many of you asked is, are you contagious if you get the COVID vaccine? Now, okay, this is tricky. All right. If you receive the COVID vaccine, you are not getting COVID. So you will technically, if you get the vaccine, not turn around and cough something on somebody else, okay? But like the live attenuated virus vaccines that make people nervous, well, it's a live vaccine. They usually do well, and usually it doesn't make you sick. It just helps induce an immune system. You know, we're not even dealing with that. We're just dealing with an mRNA, something that helps your muscle cells code for a protein so that the immune system learns what to look for when it comes to a very specific part of the COVID virus. Somebody getting a vaccine is not going to be ill, is not going to be contagious, not going to be spreading what they got from the vaccine. That being said, the next question I'm being asked is, if somebody who received the vaccine gets COVID the next day or 2 days or 2 weeks, can they be contagious? That's a little bit of a trickier response, okay? Any of these vaccines, which we've discussed, even like with flu and all that, help the person who gets them. So when I used to get the flu vaccine, that would make an immune system that would hopefully protect me against the flu. I mean, I still get the flu vaccine. But I used to wear masks. I know you guys are ticked off about the masks, but I would wear a mask because if I took care of a flu patient and they breathed on me and I went to the next room and exhaled, I didn't want to transfer somebody else's virus to somebody else. So I didn't want to get it on me. Took off the mask, new patient, which is why the masks we're doing wrong. We really need to be changing them out, but that's neither here nor there. We've discussed that ad nauseum, and there's just not enough masks, and nobody wants to do it right, and it's just a mess. Anyway, so if somebody got vaccinated for COVID, then met somebody, they coughed on them, could they technically harbor the virus and then shed it to somebody else? Shed, S-H-E-D. Shed. Potentially, yes. So the reason why you're kind of hearing in the news, people still have to mask, people have to social distance, is because if somebody got vaccinated, it doesn't necessarily mean they're sterile, obviously. Now, the reason why many of us doctors are still in support of the social distancing and the masking, despite there being a lot of statistical discussions on, you know, how small the micron is and does a lot of these coverings really work, is because I also don't want you guys getting flu. I don't want you getting tuberculosis. I don't want you getting pneumonia. So as far as I'm concerned, if somebody gets a vaccine, they could still spread other diseases. So, the masks and the social distancing are, I think, here to stay for a while. We'll talk about that. When does that finally go away? I mean, flu is some scary stuff. So, you know, if we've been able to keep flu at bay, I think every year people are going to be asking for masks and social distancing. This might be something that just continues year long or seasonal. We'll talk about that again. That was another one of your questions. So going back to the question of somebody being contagious. So the purpose of the vaccine, the purpose of Pfizer, Moderna's vaccine, all these other vaccines, is to ensure the safety of the person getting it so that person doesn't become a casualty to COVID. If a person has rip-roaring active infection and they are coughing and they are febrile and they are or sneezing and they are in a hospital for weeks or they're at home, woe is me, and all sick and all that, they have more of a potential to spread it. So somebody not getting COVID not only saves their life, but in essence does still stop the spread of active COVID. So what ends up happening with the virus was it, when it sees a vaccinated person, like let's say flu. Okay, let's say flu comes around, they see Dr. Dahlia, like, oh, hi. Like, hi. Hey, UV. Sup. All right, so flu comes, and flu decides, you know what, I'm going to infect Dahlia because she's pretty and, you know. Okay, I know it doesn't say that. So the flu's blind, okay? They're like, well, you know what? She's got a big mouth, and I think I could get in there and be able to, you know, brew more flu. My immune system comes out going, oh, hell no. She's been vaccinated. And if it's a good vaccine, it's about 60% effective, flu's going to be like, all right, I'll bounce. Sometimes it might be like, no, I can still set up shop. Immune system tries to fight it off. It leaves. I could still be shedding the virus during that time. But if that virus doesn't have a host and it can't grow and replicate inside me, I'm not making extra viruses. So I know it's confusing when you hear, you know, I think the Surgeon General spoke and a lot of people have been speaking out about how the vaccine won't stop the spread of the virus. In essence, it will if the virus doesn't have a host to brew. Does that make sense? But a virus will jump and live and do whatever the hell it wants. So we're decreasing. It's going to take time. It's going to take months for the vaccine to translate into less people getting the virus. And we are anticipating by the late spring and summer numbers looking fantastic. One is because COVID does seem to go down. It's not, doesn't go away completely, but COVID does seem to go down in the summer. But number two is because by then we'll have a lot of people vaccinated, hopefully not a lot of the virus brewing and not a lot of it spreading. So now another question you guys have asked, and this is Mariah, and we've answered this before, is if you had COVID, why do you need the vaccine? All right, so if you had COVID, right, you made some antibodies. If COVID is not very good at producing an immune response, those antibodies might be short-lived. And since we are hearing unique cases of people getting it twice, just because you had COVID once doesn't mean you're in the clear. So that's one reason. Number two is the virus could be changing. The virus is an evolving and mutating virus, so we could be seeing changes with it, such that the immunity you might have gained end of February might not be doing jack diddly squat for this February. So that's another reason why we would recommend vaccine. Some people said, why aren't those who had vaccine waiting in the back of the line and those who, well, healthcare workers have been, you know, on the front line. We need to keep them safe. They need to have protection. So whether they've had it or not, I'm for however they're going to plan doing it. The frontline workers, those in nursing homes, those in big vulnerable communities, they get it. Another question that I've been asked is, why aren't more healthcare workers dying of COVID if they're exposed so much? Well, that's a little tricky. Okay, so the average healthcare worker is pretty fit, all right? Many healthcare workers are really, they're pretty well, versed on nutrition and things like that. So there is a chance that the average healthcare worker, you know, is not doesn't have as many risk factors. Also, the average healthcare worker is vaccinated against the flu, pneumonia, or any other vaccine. So I think they also have that protection. And it could be that they are getting their immune system continually bombarded, such that their antibodies are still keeping up. That being said, we are seeing nurses die. We are seeing doctors die. In terms of the percentages, I don't know how many of those are going to be made public, because remember, the America wants as many healthcare workers to come out of retirement and jump in. And, you know, when they overscare, they screw things up, and then they have to try to underscare. So don't get me wrong, healthcare workers are dying just like anybody else. But they don't seem to be as dying as high a percentage as others. So we think it's because they might be healthier, they might be, you know, getting their flu vaccine, they might be, you know, in a better shape, and they might be, you know, because of their exposure, having that sort of, immunity. All right, well, keep those questions coming. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The first United States COVID-19 vaccinations outside of clinical trials began, kicking off the most urgent mass immunization campaign since polio shots were rolled out in the 1950s. A woman named Sandra, who's a critical care nurse in New York, received the vaccine.
I feel like healing is coming. I hope this marks the beginning to the end of a very painful time in our history.
A bipartisan group of senators is taking a second crack at its coronavirus aid relief plan by splitting the $908 billion proposal into two bills. The first bill containing aid for local and state governments and liability protection, and the second bill dealing with $748 billion for small businesses, unemployment benefits, and vaccine distribution. USA Radio News. The FBI is investigating hacking of systems of the U.S. Treasury and Commerce Departments. The group behind the cyber attack is linked to the Russian government. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. government is working to remedy any possible issues related to the threat. As far as what the hackers were looking for, cybersecurity analyst Morgan Wright says,
Information, you know, everything from what we're doing with COVID vaccine research to what our positions are on sanctions, what our bargaining positions are going to be. They're especially probably looking at any information during this transition period about what an incoming Biden administration might be thinking with respect to sanctions on Russia, sanctions on allies of Russia, or what our position is on China.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and the Electoral College is meeting around the United States on Monday to certify the results of the presidential election. President-elect Biden set to speak at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All I want for Christmas is a stimulus package, and it sounds like there are two stimulus bills in effort right now, bipartisanly. Looks like people might be hopefully getting the Christmas spirit and getting together on that. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, as well as the Russians appear to have hacked multiple federal agencies. I don't understand how we in 2020 still don't have, you know, anti-hacking software or cybersecurity to the degree we need, but we're going to get to that in a couple minutes. My next guest, very, very interesting. So remember I told you guys that I had a partner who was a homeopath, and so I got to learn a lot about homeopathy, and being an MD, I'm a huge fan of it, and you don't really see a lot of MDs who do homeopathy because we just don't have time to learn about it. And so while we're, you know, dealing with COVID vaccines and, you know, all the other measures to try to stay healthy, we might want to look at something else to kind of, you know, help induce our immunity. So joining us next is Dr. Ken Red Cross. He's an author, and he's got some stuff to teach us. Dr. Red Cross, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me on today. And you're right, it's very unique as a Western-trained physician to actually learn about homeopathy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Where were you trained, Dr. Red Cross?
You know, I trained here in New York at Columbia.
Nice. Very good. Great school. Great school. So how did you get involved with homeopathy?
So, you know, it's interesting. So I started my practice. Like I told you, I finished here at Columbia Presbyterian, which is in the middle of the city, a Western train, right? So I go out to California, and I have these patients, Dr. Dahlia, who are doing well. They're doing better. But guess what? They're doing well without a prescription. So I started asking them, what are they taking, especially during the cold and flu season out in L.A.? It's a little different, of course, than New York, but the point is they were taking things that I didn't know about, and it ended up being homeopathy, oscillococcinum to be specific. And so I did a little bit of research, and I saw just clinically how well patients were doing with it, and it was something that I didn't learn in my training, and here we are 20 years later, and I still use homeopathy for a lot of different things now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to my listeners about this on Friday, and it's a great topic. I love, you know, revisiting this as often as we can, where I was having severe morning sickness, and my MD family medicine partner was also a homeopath, and he said, go to Trader Joe's and get Epicac, homeopathic Epicac. And I'm like, but Epicac is supposed to make you throw up. Why would I do that? And it worked. And so I was talking about how treating evil with evil sometimes is a positive. Can you kind of talk to my listeners about, you know, how you look at homeopathy?
You know what? That's a great way to put it, actually, to be honest, because what happens in homeopathy, everyone, is that it's called the law of stimulus. So just like it was for Dr. Dahlia, who was having some nausea, that in a homeopathic, diluted, incredibly diluted formulation, that you can get the benefit of the opposite effect to help you with that particular issue. That's why, you know, during the cold and flu season and why these sort of things, homeopathy-wise, are so important and so cool to be able to add to your kind of armamentarium, or in other words, to your toolkit to make sure that you and yours stay nice and healthy during the flu season. Because with homeopathy, there's one thing that unites it. Number one, you don't really ever have to worry about any drowsiness. You don't have to worry about drug-to-drug interactions. And that's a big deal for a Western-trained physician who does have some patients that do require prescriptions, of course. So to know that I can use homeopathy and not have to worry about drug-to-drug interactions is a big deal for me.
So, Dr. Redcrest, I'd love your opinion on this. You know, I've been teaching my listeners they got to get some sun, they got to get vitamin D. Yet, for somebody like me that gets pre-melanoma every summer season, how much sun, I mean, have they still figured out what's the, I mean, and I know the answer to this, but how do we run that tightrope of getting enough sun and vitamin D but not getting skin cancer?
Well, you know what? There's a twofold issue there, right? Because if you're more fair, then you're right. You have to worry a little bit about skin cancer and your sun exposure. But then if you have brown skin, the other issue there is a deficiency, because the melanin in the brown skin decreases the sun's rays and absorption. So therefore, those who are minorities tend to have low levels of vitamin D. So those are different kind of issues of the compendium. But the point is this. We know that vitamin D is incredibly important for our immune system. We also recognize that vitamin D helps to regulate over 2,000 genes and 32 organs in our body. So it's an important thing to make sure, especially during this flu and cold season, we learn about vitamin D, not just for our bone health, but it's incredibly important for our immune health as well. I usually talk to patients about 2,000 to 5,000 international units each and every day. But once again, get your levels checked. See where you are first, but that's kind of the sweet spot where I see a lot of patients have reduced colds and flus.
Absolutely, as well as hydration and sleep. Now, we'd love your opinion, Dr. Redcrest, sleep. I got to tell you, you know, my patients, my listeners, you know, they'll shut off their cell phones, they'll shut off their television, and what do you suggest? I mean, I tell them to go outside for a couple hours and watch the meteor shower, but that only happens once in a blue moon. What are your recommendations for sleep? Yeah.
Well, look, guys, so the important thing is this. What is the recommendation? Well, the recommendation, per the CDC, everyone, is 7.5 hours of sleep. Now, the key is, how are we going to get that, especially during a pandemic, right? So, number one, we have to work on, I always call it the S word, because I don't ever like to say the word stress. So I'm going to call it the S word. We need to work on that, whether it's through meditation. And the other way I was going to talk about it is through exercise. that is incredibly important, not only for those yummy endorphins that we get that make us feel good, but also to help us sleep at night after a good hard workout. That also helps and creates a peaceful sleep. But let's recognize that sleep is truly medicine.
Mm-hmm. So true, so true. You know, it's interesting. So, you know, when I was in training and you had the same thing, it was give the Tylenol, give the ibuprofen for the fever. And I was afraid, you know, these pediatric patients would get febrile seizures. So I embraced that. But, of course, my homeopathic partner's like, look, the fever helps, you know, fight the immune system. Or helps the fever helps fight the bug.
Yeah.
Where is your comfort level with fevers? How do you approach that with your patients, especially during COVID or flu?
Now, that's a great question, because I'm kind of right in the middle of that. Because you're right. On that homeopathic end, and really just on any end, everyone, that whole fever is to actually kill the virions or whatever that may be in your body. So it's a great adaptive benefit. But when we get to that 48-hour window, in other words, where you don't know whether you're getting a little better or if you're going the other direction, that's the time to pick up the phone and make sure you let your doctor know. So that first 48 hours is incredibly important to make sure we kind of know where we are at that fork in the road of getting a little better or kind of not going the direction that we want to go so that we can make sure we can jump on that. That's why homeopathy is great, right? Because it's the first line sort of over-the-counter opportunities, whether it's through the psilocoxenum that I mentioned for flu-like symptoms, or even for cold calm, which helps with the cold-like symptoms of the runny nose and sneezing. So those are some things that are easy to get in a lot of our neighborhood pharmacies that are so important to, once again, kind of bring into the home as a little bit of a toolkit to stay well.
Absolutely, and zinc and vitamin C. Well, yeah, I brought up the fever because I ended up being more liberal with my children when it came to fever reducers, because when they slept, they wouldn't sleep with a fever. So when they were able to get some sleep, I noticed they improved. So going back to what you said about sleep, sleep does help you get over the cold better and, you know, the illness. Dr. Red Cross, how can people find out more information about you and what you do?
Oh, sure. So my website is drkenredcross.com, and all my social media handles are Dr. Ken Red Cross, whether that's Instagram or Facebook, whichever. Please, and I really mean it sincerely, reach out, say hello. I love meeting new people.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, I hope you are well. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. Me too. Thank you, guys, and stay healthy, everybody.
You too. Thank you, Doctor. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I have no friend to wish me greeting. Once again, what will be singing that I'm
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bells will be ringing, this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it's not been officially attributed to Russia. It is suspected that Russian hackers have carried out the biggest cyber raid against the U.S. in over 5 years. According to U.S. officials, they targeted key government networks, including the Treasury and Commerce Departments. We're being told by The Guardian that the hackers were able to monitor internal email traffic and may have compromised other government bodies. This is being described as a very highly sophisticated state-level attack. The situation, they said, is so grave that it led to a National Security Council meeting at the White House. Apparently, FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is currently investigating. They need to determine the scale of the damage. National Security Council spokesperson John Ulliott said officials were taking, quote, all necessary steps. Now, again, the U.S. has not officially named Russia, but many people familiar with the investigation have blamed Moscow. 2015 and 2016, two groups of Russian hackers, one, I guess, working for the GRU military intelligence agency, according to The Guardian, stole thousands of, quote, Democratic Party emails in an operation designed to damage Hillary Clinton. Separate Russian hacking group, they said, known as Cozy Bear or APT-29, carried out similar raids. This was initially believed to be the work of the FSB, the domestic spy agency which Vladimir Putin headed before he became president. So now they think it's linked to the SVR, Russia's foreign intelligence outfit. So the Russian Foreign Ministry has on Facebook described the allegations as another unfounded attempt by the U.S. media to blame Russia for cyber attacks against U.S. agencies. I mean, at this point, I don't even care who did it. I just care that it got done. How are we in this day and age not having the protections? I mean, the government, the U.S. government, should be the most highly protected. I know some of you guys are like, well, look at what happened to the election. I mean, listen, 2020 is 2020. I mean, we are in the 21st century. We are deep into the 21st century, 20 years in, going into 21 years. And the more we get dependent on computers, the weaker we become. We're getting weaker and weaker. You know, it's interesting. When I had medical records and, you know, I was told to go electronic, I'm like, there is no way I'm going to put my patient's, you know, private records onto a computer system, onto a server. And I know we do that now, and now everybody's records are in a computer and accessible and hackable, unfortunately, and they're not supposed to, but they can be. But, I mean, to me, I looked at my patient's charts as, I mean, there was a grenade, I'd throw my body over the charts. I mean, they were my patient's information. I could hold it. I could protect it. I could give them a copy if they needed. It was, I mean, I missed the days of, you know, paper charts because I just didn't trust computers. And I ended up, you know, as we were just starting to go electronic, I ended up closing my practice and, you know, moving to academia. But I just didn't trust computers, and my patients didn't trust it either. My patient's like, are you going to go electronic too? And I go, well, I guess we have to because the government's going to probably make mandates soon, but I don't want to. And, you know, patients were asking, could you please not put my, you know, charts in a computer? You know, because what you do is you end up either data entering or scanning things, and then labs will automatically come to the software, and the prescriptions are electronic, and electronic, you know, medical records have gotten rid of the doctor's crappy handwriting and all that. But my problem is the privacy. And when, you know, people were saying, oh, Dr. Dahlia, please, you know, there's, you know, you get good security and, you know, you have good firewalls and all that. We have the Commerce Department. The Commerce Department and the Treasury were hacked. We've seen Sony get hacked. We've seen the Senate get hacked. So two unnamed sources said the outlet told this is Newsweek, that the hackers entered U.S. systems through updates released by SolarWinds. SolarWinds is a software company based in Austin, Texas, that also provides services to the White House, Pentagon, and NASA, according to their website. Additionally, the company provides services to the country's leading telecommunication providers, as well as more than 425 of the, quote, U.S. Fortune 500. This could be so open to fraud and, you know, four unnamed sources briefed on the matter said the SolarWinds' vast network of federal clients has prompted fears among U.S. intelligence officials that those agencies could also be at risk. They said this is a much bigger story than one single agency. This is a huge cyber espionage campaign targeting the U.S. government and its interests. One of you has asked if this affected the Dominion software of voting. I have no idea. Nobody's saying. I don't believe so, but again, software can get hacked. This is proof. SolarWinds said a highly sophisticated, targeted, and manual supply chain attack by a nation state could have infiltrated software updates between March and June this year. They said the hackers are suspected of utilizing a method dubbed the supply chain attack, and where a malicious code is embedded into software updates provided to victims. The cyber spies are believed to have surreptitiously monitored federal staff emails for several months after entering the National Telecommunications and Information Administrators, NTIA, Microsoft 360 Office platform. So again, Russian government has denied involvement. And the Russia said Russia does not conduct offensive operations in a virtual environment. They said the Russian Federation is actively promoting bilateral and multilateral cybersecurity agreements. So we'll keep you guys posted on that, but that just shakes our faith that, you know, there's any privacy. So for those of you guys kind of, you know, talking poop about your bosses, you might want to, like, consider deleting the email, although I'm sure deleted emails can be found as well. Just don't do it by email. All right, $908 billion stimulus bill. After struggling for 2 weeks to finalize this, a bipartisan group of lawmakers over the weekend reached a compromise on liability protections for businesses and federal aid to states and local governments. These were apparently thorny issues. But still no guarantee that leadership from either party is going to sign the plan. So what we're being told by Forbes is the group will release their proposed legislation in two pieces. A $748 billion bill that will contain the enhanced unemployment insurance, small business aid, healthcare funding, and other less controversial provisions, and a separate $160 billion bill containing the state and local aid and temporary liability protections. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, would have to still, of course, okay it, as well as Chuck Schumer. On the Senate side, they say the separation of the bipartisan framework into two bills could mean that the less controversial section could pass while other provisions fail. Okay, that's what I've always said. If you're going to have an issue when it comes to passing a bill, don't put 70,000 things into the bill. So if you want to give state aid to pay for coronavirus relief, make a separate bill with state aid. But that's not how politicians work. They throw everything into it because they could get unpopular things passed through under a popular Trojan horse, and then this is why things get held up. So, you know, small business aid, enhanced unemployment insurance. There's still a debate whether the $600 unemployment insurance was effective or not. For those who had no choice, couldn't get a job, couldn't see an end in sight, the $600 a week helped a lot. For those whose businesses reopened and, you know, and employees were like, nah, I'll pass, it was a problem. So, you know, if they could come up with a better system for that, then that would be, not sure. You know, basically that's been an issue that's been, yeah. And then in terms of lawsuits against small businesses do not need any more things on their plate. And so protections against lawsuits and liability, I think, would be a given. The problem is they say temporary. So what's supposed to happen as soon as that ends? Everybody's going to start suing small business owners for what? Are you going to try to prove that a bakery on the corner, you know, in a corner market caused COVID? I don't know where that's going. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully some relief comes soon. 1-877-DOC-BELLY. Don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.